Farm is like you do a hog foot, you know. You rope, get them hot, take a knife and shear the hoof off.
Yeah.
And she would boil that. Now, all that you see there ain't hoof. It's meat on the back. And she cooked on me heels, and that's what us would eat. And that cow head, and the cow trunk. And that's the biggest beef I ate. And my time coming up a chapter, I got man enough to buy it. And after I got man enough, I didn't make enough to buy it. I do beg Mr. Joe Adams sometime, let me have a piece of beef, skewered to death, and I wasn't going to have money to pay him. I was going to have to do something, you know. But for as he moved back down, we didn't know nothing about that much.
Was there a place where you kept your milk cold?
If it didn't stay cold back, if it didn't stay cold enough back there in that kitchen. The biggest of his milk then, as we did. The old man run a, what you call a milk dairy at that time. Had a little thing we call a separator. You ever seen one of them?
Separate
the cream from the milk. I just had to turn that doggone nasty thing too, for nothing. And sometime his milk, they had what you call milk cans. Now, you know that is old milk cans.
Yeah.
Sometimes some of them would spoil on them. He done got a little sour, you know, and he couldn't, had to go from here to Clinton with it. They milked today, they didn't get it all off today. They tried to keep me, had no way to keep it cool. And they said, Cam, they had to bring a sour milk back. And man, I had milk then, you see. He couldn't set it. Daddy didn't get his hog, he'd give us some of it. And, clabber, well, sometimes you have more clabber than you give a dime, a nickel, and get some of that.
Yeah.
And that happened after I got to be a man, but then, with a family. And I left home a minute day and went to Miss Margaret Hatch and got a square in the bucket for a dime. Or some bitch, yeah.
Yeah. Well, look, you said you had to go somewhere, didn't you? Am I?
Yeah. You going on with your guys?
I'm interrupting, so I'm keeping you from doing something wrong.
Okay, well.
Well, look, could I come back and talk with you tomorrow? Would you have some time? I'd appreciate it.
Well, I wouldn't. So I don't know what time Kenny won't be here. My wife had asked me to care, see some of those sick people tomorrow.
Yeah.
And any other time, I'd be proud to talk with you to tell you how things. Well, as far as I know back yonder.
Yeah.
Now, I didn't sit down here and tell you no lie. I'm telling you what happened back there.
I know you are. I know you are.
There's a plenty more happened back there that we hadn't got to. I know that's a heap of them.
Sure.
But we caught the devil back here. Now, as I say, ever place here wasn't quite as bad as the place I was on. People would feed the people. Some people back in them times, but a very few was all where they could give them a little piece of land on the floor for get somebody to help them. It wasn't too many in my time of coming. There's a few colored people on their own little homes that had some kind of way on life.
Look, can you tell me how to get to Mr. Joe's house? I was going to go talk to him.
To Mr. Joe?
Yeah.
The easiest way, the quickest way, you look like I see you hit this room right up here. Don't turn to, you pass Pittsville store, you'll see that on the left.
Yeah.
And you go right on down, and the next turn after you leave Pittsville store to the right. Mr. Joe Madison must be about 2 or 2.5 miles down there, maybe, from that where you're turning.
Okay, I turn to the right past Pittsville
store. After you pass Pittsville store, and let's keep that road left all the time. And you get up that piece further, it's going to come in a little fault. But keep that road to the left all the time. And you go on down there for a pipeline across the road, you see a whole lot of